You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and welcome to Journeys with JP. Tonight on a... I keep saying it's tonight because I'm here in Britain. Here in the north of Scotland, I'm 3 degrees away from the Arctic Circle. We get aurora displays and wonderful skies. And it's not like the rest of Britain. It's really, really nice here. Anyway, sorry, I was going to have a little conversation with Andrew 303 from the chat room, but apparently his girlfriend is hogging the bandwidth, and she's in a conference with her new sparring partner. Right, okay. Thank you very much, Andrew. We were going to be talking about let's have a talk about this, because away from the talk of trauma. To the talk of healing, really. And Andrew and I were going to be speaking about medical marijuana, which was interesting, because it's part of a conversation I was having this afternoon. And we were talking about, the treatments for cancer and how aggressive they are and how most people actually don't survive them. So if there's anybody who wishes to call in and to speak about this, either from experience or from a position of desire, or if you completely disagree with using marijuana because it's supposedly illegal, maybe we'll talk. Yeah, I think I'll talk about why it's illegal or why it's been outlawed. all right, okay, right. So thank you very much, Andrew, for giving me the topic tonight to work with. If anybody wishes to call in, we have the Wolf Spirit Radio number directed to my Skype, so that would work. If you can get into the Revolution Radio chat room, you're a better man than I, Gunga Din. I've tried it for about 6 times now, and I'm not able to make it in. We had some we kind of got caught in the backwash of a massive hacking attack yesterday from Anonymous, it appears, because it appears that our host, who hosts the website for Wolf Spirit Radio and for Revolution Radio, which is called GoDaddy.com, apparently supports the SOPA Act, and therefore if you have any illegal material on your site, they would be likely to make you liable for it, or take you down, or just be able to switch you off because some publishing company says so. So that's where that's why we had such trouble yesterday being on the website. We do apologize for that. These were circumstances well beyond our control. If that ever happens again, if Wolf Spirit Radio is down, my site, which is everbeyond.info, and possibly Rebecca's site, I don't know if that went down as well, that's journeyswithrebecca.com, but there will be certain places on the web that you could catch a backup. We have a Facebook page, and if you check with the Facebook page, I put a redirect there, or I put a direction there. So if that ever happens again, if you find you can't connect in with Wolf Spirit Radio, the best way to do it is to keep a bookmark of the other sites, some of the affiliated sites, because they will all have players as well. Likewise with Revolution Radio, I imagine that there are sites, so it's a good prompt to you know, to propagate things a little bit. I know Mike has been doing that with the actual radio servers, propagating them around the world so that if one goes down, then another one will take over automatically. That's good. So for the moment, everything is a little bit wobbly getting into things. There's been an awful lot of spamming going on. So it's a kind of a lot of people have felt under attack. So we were talking. Oh yeah, that's right. So if you want to speak to me, I do have a connection into the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room. But I so far have not been able to. All right, let's try another gun. I'm going to surprise me. It says surprise me here. So I'm going to try and connect into the Revolution Radio chat room here. And, oh yes, there's lots of people there. Oh, hello. There we go. Greetings. There we go. So yeah, I'm just waiting for Hammerhead to finish its thing. Greetings. So, yeah, we were talking about cancer and its cures and its the use of marijuana. That, now, I don't know if it's true, but there's a meme that's going around Facebook that is saying that chemotherapy will kill 70% of its patients, and that the cannabis therapy cures 70% of its patients, so that's quite a big indictment on the pharma companies who make the chemotherapy, it's probably very, very expensive. Now, cannabis oil is not a cheap thing either. It's almost a so it's on a par with these expensive pharmaceuticals, but it does seem to be more effective. However, I don't personally know anybody who's used medical cannabis to cure cancer and survived. So I'm just speaking from the point of view of somebody who reads the internet, just like all you. So it does. Yes, it does. Is a cure, is a better resistance, as SJ. Lowering tension is good, yes. Because one of the things is that, you know, people will have a tumor somewhere and they have it operated on and they get it all cut out, and then another one grows there. And that's really because the miasm, the vibration that is out of sync, whether that's an idea, a guilt, an emotion, a stuck emotion, a stuck anger, all that sort of thing, is still there, is still existing in that space, and that's where the cancer will grow again, because it's in a place that's conducive to that. So, yes. Ah, there we go. Excellent. Thank you, Canis Major. Big dog. Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame. I don't know if you... how many old stoners are in this chat room? Cheech and Chong was a comedy duo from the 70s, and they had this film called Up in Smoke, where actually they did a hat tip to Ford. What's his name? John Ford? No. Ford Motors, you know, Henry Ford, that's right. He made a car entirely out of hemp. And how I think that sounds ridiculous. But it's possible to take hemp and to extract the resin from it, extract the fibers from it, put the resin and the fibers back, and making something that ends up very much like fiberglass. He apparently made a car entirely of hemp. Now, did he make it? Was there a metal chassis, or was the chassis made of a hemp resin type compound? These things have been going for a long time. You know, I personally love resin. Ever since I started making Orgonite, I've really been into resin. It's a fantastic material because you can make it any shape you like, create marvelous things that are quite sturdy. you know, like, you know, fiberglass things or carbon fiber. They're very tough materials to work with. That's very good. So, yes, he is fighting prostate cancer with cannabis oil. And there's a YouTube link in the Revolution Radio chat room. Thank you very much, Canis Major. Now, Cindy Sue, Greg and I watched a video on the benefits of hemp oil and how it can cure almost any ailment. It almost showed how to make it. Right. Right. Stun Noodle is talking about something else that's nothing to do with hemp oil, right? Okay, and of course, yes, Rick Simpson is the man. He's the guy who has been pushing this. He's made a film, and that's called Run from the Cure. That's right. And, yeah, so maybe perhaps people are still... All right, thank you very much. Yeah, so... Rick Simpson made a film called Run from the Cure, and that's available on YouTube. Just YouTube Run from the Cure or Cannabis Trip Therapy, and enjoy it. You know, have some beer. Yes. So where we run? There we go. Thank you very much, Canis. There we go. Run from the Cure: The Rick Simpson Story, full version on YouTube, all in one go. Brilliant. Brilliant. Yes. Now, back to the car. So, yeah, Tommy Chong was in a film called Up in Smoke, and the plot of the film, like, it was like Easy Rider. It was like a spoof of Easy Rider kind of thing, you know, that they pick up the cannabis in Mexico and then drive across the border into America to sell it. And the cunning plan was that the vehicle itself was made of marijuana. It was, you know, it was made of this material I was telling you, you know, made with resin, and the and you could actually smoke it. And the funny part of it is that you know, the engine's running and it's hot, and the exhaust pipe starts burning the back of the van, and so behind the van is this enormous trail of marijuana smoke. And And the joke is that everybody gets hungry. Immediately they smell this stuff, they all get hungry, and the policeman who's directing the traffic steals a pizza from the pizza boy as he drives past. And, you know, it's a funny romp. Anyway, but back to the more serious thing. There we go. What is that? Brain resin. What's that, Mad Painter? Brain resin. A rice cooker. Yes. Why do I need a rice cooker? Oh, to make the oil. Yeah, you need a rice cooker. That sounds like it. Does anybody want to talk to call in and connect with me? And you can use Skype and talk about what your experiences are. We're going to be finishing at the top of the hour to keep Mike's programs back in synchronization. So we've got about 40 minutes now to... speak like this. So yeah, the hemp car. There we go. There's another one. Ford Hemp. The Hidden Mysteries .org. We'll demonstrate the Ford car. Now, what somebody was saying something. Oh yeah, the car had a steel frame with a hemp resin plastic body, and the engine ran on hemp oil. I love that. That's so good. Probably today's street prices, it might be a bit expensive to run, but, you know, there we go. Fiber weed van theme. There we go. Excellent. Oh, I love this. So, yes, it's a subject that we can all really enjoy talking about, and it's very... happy you enjoyed it. There we go. It's all very jolly. And, in fact, you know... one of the things about diseases like cancer and, you know, in fact, most diseases, they're all about some kind of unexpressed grief or anger or frustration. You know, you see a lot of people who find themselves in a very frustrated place, and the only way they see it to come out, here's Charles, is to get some kind of disease.
Osio,
how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. I was just listening to a little bit of this, and you know, Tommy Chong, he's a great guy, man. He's actually helping himself with his own cancer, so I think that's great. But you know, my wife has glaucoma, and it's marijuana is not legal here in this state.
No.
But the thing about this is, it actually helps glaucoma, you know, the pain of the glaucoma and everything. And it comes from the earth mother. It's an herb. It's not a drug. It's an herb, man.
Absolutely.
And the only thing I'm going to say about this whole thing, I've watched Tommy Chong and Cheech Marin all my life. They're hysterical. Matter of fact, me and my best friend were considered Cheech and Chong of Logan County at one time. But
I could imagine.
it was hilarious, half the stuff I did with this guy. But anyway, the thing about it is, I'm not talking if they put all this other crap within in the marijuana, you know.
Mm.
But what I'm talking about absolutely is you have basic three side effects with the use of marijuana. There's only three.
Only three.
Only three, yeah. Side effects. It's happy, hungry, sleepy. That's it.
And apart from operating heavy machinery, none of them are harmful.
No, you don't do heavy machinery really with it either, but it actually helps a lot of it stops cancers on some things, and it's basic known for helping glaucoma. Plus, it comes from the earth mother, man. It's an herb.
Yeah, and it's been used in many tribal rituals to connect you in with the earth.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's what do you call them? I can't remember the term you use. It's like guidance plants or something like that.
We have things like peyote.
Yeah, but what's that? What's the term you use? The words you use for that? Like medicine,
it's medicine.
Yeah.
It's, you know, each thing that we do, you take like black snake root, okay?
Black snake root.
Yeah, black snake root. It takes care of any headache, migraines, things like that. There's so many different herbs that helps you do your journeys and your visions and things. I mean, in Native American church that they have, what Bill Clinton did here when he was president was say that if the Catholics can do their ceremony with the wine, we can do the peyote ceremony. You know, it's watched real careful, and you don't get that much within, and they watch you very, very closely. So
yeah, it's not
the Catholics can do that, the Indians can do this.
Yeah,
because we've been doing it for thousands of years.
And that's right. You're not going out on Saturday night doing it.
No,
partying and going out to, yeah, exactly. So no. There's a very respectful
connection. It has nothing to do with parties.
Yeah.
You know, it has something to do with actually vision quests, finding your own way on the earth mother. If you're confused, it can wake you up very quickly. But as far as marijuana is concerned, they've been fighting this for a long, long, long time. And it's a healing herb in a lot of ways.
Right.
Let's put it this way. I don't have glaucoma.
Yeah. Can't see. I've glaucoma. So that's a great blessing. And can you remind me your wife's name? Windstar.
Yeah.
Windstar. That's right.
In the language that I use, her name is Taitewi Shampi.
All right. What do you call her? Just like hi, you know, when you
Windstar. That's what I call her. You know. I mean, actually, truthfully, that's her whole name.
Yeah.
You know, my whole family don't have the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to have been said by the United States government, if I ain't mistaken, that all Indians must have the same last name. And we don't.
No, no. Because, you know, I think we've had this conversation on air or off air, I can't remember, but it's good to get this right because, you know, we're starting to get more and more natives and elders onto the show, and so it'd be very good to know the right protocol to let me show you the right protocol
with me. Okay, I'm a leader here in Kentucky, but I'm also 3 years into being an elder, so you know I started being an elder on this earth walk at 50. Okay. So most of the time when anybody comes to see me, they bring tobacco. That's a traditional thing to do, and that's actually a protocol thing to do.
So how much tobacco do you bring? I mean, is it like...
Sometimes they can bring me either like 2 packs of cigarettes, or they could bring me a whole square full of tobacco, man, that's big as a pillow.
All right.
Some people do that with me, but that's somewhat protocol for my nation. I mean, where I'm at.
Mm.
It's been well noticed throughout, especially with Tommy. Okay, that marijuana really don't hurt you.
No.
It's actually medicine, man.
Absolutely. And this is part of the entire disinformation and discreditation and the whole thing. And you know, it all comes back down to the Roman Empire, the Babylon Empire, the Empire. They basically have lied, put out a big lie. The whole edifice is a complete lie. And the reason that they have things like Inquisitions and Holocausts and genocides in order to wipe out the original knowledge.
We have bumper stickers, okay? In that we sell at powwows. Sometimes we just give them away. It ain't very much. Maybe a dollar or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what it states is, do you actually believe what the government tells you? Just ask an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but that's what it's a lot of what it states.
Yeah. Oh, good. Wolf Baby's back.
Oh, hello, Wolf Baby. How you doing? I'll see y'all to you.
I noticed she's back in the Wolf Spirit chat room, and she left about an hour ago. So hopefully she didn't have to wait too long in the rain waiting for a car to carry her.
I tell you what, I've done marijuana myself in my younger days, and it also opens up your mind. You more think about the Creator with that than you do anything in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
and it makes you just sit down and go. Now this is how I used to do it in my young days. I just sat on the ground and look around with everything that is put here by the Creator, and I think more of the Creator. But I was more of a, whoa, you know, something with seed. And you just couldn't take your eyes off of it.
Mm.
Because it was evidently something you needed to see by the Creator, or He wouldn't allow you to see it at the time, see?
Yeah. So this is a very interesting thread, actually. You know, when you're sitting there and going, wow, look at that cloud. That cloud looks like a this or a that. That's your conversation. That, you know, that's not just being high. That's having a conversation with the Creator, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I looked up at the sky one time, and I actually seen this warrior, this cloud.
Mm.
And he looked just like he was sitting on a horse. And I just looked at it, and I went, whoa. The ancestors have come back to say hi to me. And, you know, I just said, you know, thank you, grandfather, for allowing me to see what I saw. And I've carried that all my life, you know, ever since I've seen it. But, you know, you may, you know, Cat Williams, he's a character, you know, he's a comic. He's a black comic over here. I love this little guy.
What's his name?
His name is Cat Williams.
Cat Williams, okay.
He's a black comic.
All right, I like
stand-up comic. And he said these words that, yeah, as far as marijuana is concerned, you got three side effects: happy, hungry, sleepy. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No orderly discharge or nothing. But he's telling you the truth, man.
Mm.
And yeah, Tommy Chong and Cheech Marin, they've made money off of it, of being comedians with it.
Mm-hmm.
But Tommy also knows, and he uses for his cancer, that does stop, it slows it down or stops it completely. So where do they get it's a drug from?
Well, let's go back. My mind drifts back to the 1940s and 1950s when the Rand Corporation were starting to experiment with making plastics. Rand,
yeah,
obviously being part of the Rockefeller Foundation and all this stuff. And they discovered that they could use some of the residues from petroleum they made the diesel oil and gasoline, which again, that was a residue as well that they didn't have any use for it, and suddenly they thought, oh, let's put it into cars,
mm-hmm.
and then they start taxing it, you know, as though not only does the oil company make from it, but the government corporation makes from it as well, and so there's that, and then they came up with plastic, and you know, we know now, look at the Pacific Ocean. It's full of plastic.
Yeah.
And it all came from the Rand Corporation's experiments.
Yep.
At discovering that, they discovered not only that hemp could be made into similar products, so they decided that that was competition.
Yeah.
The organic version. So they then proceeded to demonize hemp, and they created this film which you have probably seen called Reefer Madness. Did you see the film?
Yeah,
you can get it on YouTube again. YouTube search for Reefer Madness.
Well, and I tell you what I did.
Tell me.
My school actually had one day when they had this thing of they were showing you what's bad, you know, don't do this, drugs and stuff like that, and had us do all these things. So we watched this. I was about 15 years old, and I was already doing the happy, hungry, sleepy thing. Mm. Okay. And when they showed you, you know, this guy smoking a joint and going all crazy, and I'm like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay, who's lying here? Mm. Because actually, I'm having trouble with my eyes, and I can see now very good, you know. And what they were showing you was not the truth. Not the truth whatsoever. I mean, this guy was absolutely going berserk. And I'm like, that don't happen.
Yeah.
You know, and then I raised my hand up, and I told my teacher, I said, that don't happen. She like, how do you know? You know, and then I raised my hand up and I told my teacher, I said, that don't happen. She's like, how do you know, Oma? I don't know what else.
It's, you know, really interesting because in a way, this is like this is the missing bit. I'm trying to formulate this idea and be able to express it, but basically everything that is wrong with the world is because of the prohibition of things like cannabis, of things like the truth.
Yeah.
You know, because the truth not only will set you free, but the truth will make you strong. Because if you know the truth and you are fully grounded in your truth, in the truth, no one can stop you. No one can argue with you. There is no argument. It's just, you know, that's the way things is, right? what I'm saying?
If you look at the complete truth here, okay, just look at the things that I've done in my time. Because I've listened from my grandfather's. My grandfather listened to his grandfather, and it, you know, oral tradition all the way down the line with me. And I've listened to medicine people that say, well, this plant will help this, and this plant will help that. And it comes and grows from the earth mother. Okay? And then you have, you know, you have the drug companies. Okay? And they're pushing all this stuff on you that causes, let's see, they'll give you a drug, say, for, just say that you have a real bad emotional problem, you know? Mm. And they give you a pill to help that emotional problem. But see, that one pill for that emotional problem will cause five other different side effects that you got to go get more drugs to contradict that these side effects. Which, you know, it's a money game. They have made they have made their god a green piece of paper with George Washington's face on it. That will make more and more side effects that you got to get more and more drugs from the drug company to fight these side effects that causes more.
That's right. And then when you finally discover that the one thing that treats all the side effects at once is, again, marijuana with its enormously complex chemicals and molecules inside it.
I had a thing with depression once, okay? So they decided to give me a pill for depression. I'm like, okay. Went home, started taking that pill. I took one pill, right? Mm. When I took one pill, I wanted to shoot myself in the head. And I'm going, ooh, that don't help for depression. But it caused four or five more other side effects that I had to go get more drugs for, right? And I'm going, wait a minute, wait. Grandfather can help me with the depression. I don't need this. Okay? But also with marijuana, to be honest with you, it helps depression greatly.
Yeah.
So it comes from the earth mother. That is an herb that helps you.
Yes.
So what's the big deal, man?
The big deal is it don't make the oil companies any money.
Well, see, it also doesn't make the drug companies here any money. Okay, now, if you look in Kentucky right now, I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, see, tobacco here in Kentucky used to be the big cash crop, okay? Was tobacco here in Kentucky. That has turned into the biggest cash crop is marijuana in this state. Now, the thing about the way they fight, you know, say, oh, marijuana is a drug, this has got to stop, you know, yeah, okay. But it's also proven that you got, like I said, the three side effects, but it helps the pain of glaucoma. It's helping cancer. Look at Tommy John. That's all you got to do. And what it does, how can you help, man? Excuse me. Go ahead with. Excuse me.
Yep. So, so yes, indeed. All the that. No, I'm just looking at the Wolf Spirit chat room. There was some. I'm slightly corrected that it was made out of Thai sticks. That the van was made of Thai sticks, rather than a red.
Excuse me, JP, but I'm back. I'm sorry. The interruption.
No problem. No problem. Yes. I'm just getting some things out of the Wolf Spirit chat room there. So from B Word, that Western medicine numbs symptoms. Cannabis relaxes and opens mind and helps you fix programming that has caused illness. It intensifies the experience. Yeah, that's right. So you're able, using the medicine, to go deep into the cause of your problems and actually pull out the root of the problem by identifying where the distress is. Because, in my universe, that distress causes disease. You know, continued distress creates disease.
Yes.
And by reducing the distress, which can be a simple trauma that you might have heard in or had in your childhood, you know, it could be something as simple as, oh, you'll never be anything, you know, something like that, to somebody who has a great soul, who could express some amazing great things onto the earth, but is given this little instruction that causes a conflict, which, you know, some people get ill and then they get better.
JP, if I may.
Go ahead.
You just hit on something about me, okay?
What's that?
My step-parents, both of them, you know, both my stepfather, stepmother, both, they said that I would never be anything, not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that causes stress, of course, but with what you just said, actually, you know, if you have a problem one place or another, marijuana will help you open your mind to take wherever that problem is and confront it.
Yes.
To be able to heal yourself over whatever situation. And see, right now I'm a leader here in Kentucky when they told me I would never be nothing.
There you go.
But this is the thing. They also told me that I would be all over the world with the truth that I have inside me. I'm like, yeah, that happened. But look at that, that's already done too. So the power of the Creator and everything that He puts on this earth, Mother, to allow you to open your mind with and be 101. Hey, how good can you get it?
It's a win-win, isn't it?
Oh, see, it's a win-win situation. And with, I'm gonna do something here that it's going to tell a little bit of my age. All right.
Well, that's all right. You're only a year older than me.
I'm only 53, but you got to understand this.
2 years.
I moved into a hippie colony when I was in 69. I was about 10 years old. And, of course, with a lot of that, it's love, honor, respect. Every one of the hippies had it, man. It was cool, Bill.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were too they were kind of too pacifist in a lot of ways. And all the Indians kind of wanted, all the hippies kind of wanted to be Indians anyway. So I thought, oh, dude, they all want to be me. So maybe I can teach them something. But it was the herb of the earth that helped us open up to be able to talk to each other and heal each other and everything. It was great, man.
Excellent. And, you know, there'll probably be stories about this Indian who joined the hippies in two years to come, you know?
Oh, man, that would be groovy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, you're probably in some, like, hippie group. There's you know, because people come out of that. You know, people, there were guys who were in the hippie groups in the 60s, and they're like big CEOs and corporate leaders, and maybe not all bad. Maybe not all bad. So you might end up having influenced some enormous CEO or something like that.
Oh, I might have done it. Okay, but this is the thing. I've been watching all this thing. If we would all wake up in this world and understand what this world's all about, and grandfather gives you herbs from the earth to take care of yourself. Love, honor, and respect. And, you know, that was the hippie thing, too. Yeah, we were a confused generation, I'm going to be honest with you. But we were trying to find ourselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of us did. Just from the happy, hungry, sleepy deal. You know, it's an herb from the earth. It doesn't hurt you, man.
So that's brilliant. Sorry, I was just laughing at what people are doing in the chat room there. I'm just saying hello to my girlfriend.
Okay.
Sorry. Makes me very unprofessional out there. So anyway, there's loads of disinformation that's come out, you know, and it all comes from this military-industrial complex. And so we're looking to set the truth right. And this is one thing that people are finding out for themselves, you know, because people know people and people go to parties and people meet people and they have an experience and it's like, oh, that's not what they said it was.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that. I feel like, oh, that's actually quite nice, and I feel very connected, and I feel very loving to people. I don't feel cruel. I'm not disconnected. I can't. It's not like I'm completely psychotic with this. This is. I feel very compassionate with people like this. How can this be harmful?
Now let's look at the difference between, like, say, Indians and alcohol. We don't get along very good.
No.
So when I used to drink, when I was like, I was an 8 year old alcoholic. So, but when I used to drink, I got very, very highly violent. Okay.
Mm.
But if I smoked marijuana, if I did, I was as calm, happiest guy you ever seen in your life. And I could talk to people, and they would go, "Ooh, that's right," you know.
Wisdom.
But because it brings up the mind, it makes you think. And it's like I told you before. They want you to believe everything they see. That you see, okay? Everything they see, that you see, they want you to believe everything. What I've been saying throughout my time is, no, you question everything. Everything that happens, question everything. And think for yourself. Open your mind. But when you start thinking for yourself, you actually become dangerous. Yeah. To these entities or whatever. They don't want you to think for yourself. They want you to believe everything you see.
Mm. Yeah. When it's to see things, aren't we? It's like,
oh, yeah.
What comes in your eyes, that's the real thing. You know, don't believe what you feel. Don't believe what you smell. You know?
Yeah. But you can't go through life like that.
Mm.
You got to think for yourself, man. Open your mind to what is reality. And what I found out through the early days of, okay, I've been smoking a little pot, okay. But the situation was, it made me think. I became dangerous. you know, to these people, because I'm sitting here going, oh, wait a minute, that's wrong. And I don't mean no harm, but given soldiers, they always need to become some kind of super soldier. That's just bloody wrong. Pardon my expression on that.
I think you say bloody. I think that's one of the words that are not in the seven words.
Okay.
That we're not allowed to use.
I hit the right button. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, truthfully, okay, that was wrong. That only thing you did was got more people killed. You know?
Yeah.
The world's become a world of war pigs, you know what I mean?
Mm.
War makes money.
Absolutely.
So it's stupidity. But, you know, I'm not telling somebody to go out and, okay, go out and get you a great big bag of marijuana and smoke the whole thing that night. I'm not saying that stuff or nothing like that. But it's an herb from the earth. It helps you calm down and mellow out and think about things you may not think about, which is reality.
Yeah, which is nature. Nature is reality. Reality is nature. And it just gets you into the organic reality rather than the kind of... And I think, you know, a lot of people taking recreational drugs nowadays are taking things that are a little more machine-like, you know. Like the MDMAs and all these design drugs and what do they call it? Bath salts and cat food. What do they call it now? Fish food was another one.
Yeah, fish food. I've heard of that.
Yeah. I'm a friend with a growing plant, and she's never done me any harm. And yeah.
Well, if I may, this is the thing. And I'm just going to say this to the people in the chat and to the people that are listening. If you look around yourself in the cities and you look around yourself in the towns, all the planes, the cars, the pollution, the businesses, the sidewalks, the roads, man, that's a total illusion. What is reality? Is the creator, the earth's mother, and everything that flies, walks, and crawls on it, which is your relations. Man, that's reality.
Mm. Yeah, and we're taught to ignore it all, and just do as we're told. Just go to work in the morning. Yeah, just get on with life. Just this, just that. Just look down. Don't look up. So,
yeah.
My teachings are, look up, watch the sky, get up when you're rested, eat when you're hungry, sleep when you're tired, or when you've got a headache. That's what headaches are for, to make you sleep. Take some rest, relax, don't be in a hurry.
I took my daughter and waited for the bus one day, brother. I'm going to tell you this. And I, you know, used to have a pack of chewing gum I used to keep in my pocket. And we were waiting for her school bus to come pick her up. And I looked over to the side of the road. And I sat there and looked at this one doe, little doe. It's a deer now, little doe. She come right walking real close to me, you know. And she took a thing of chewing gum out of my pocket. Now, that was beautiful, man.
Dudog, that's all we've got time for tonight. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for a very interesting conversation. Bless your heart.
Ski to you, brother, and Wakam Tanka Kichiyun. May God bless you.
Wakam Tanka Kichiyun.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye.